And we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
I'm so happy you're back.
I'm so happy to be here. So happy to be out of the hospital. And like I said, happy to be here.
Seriously, doing the show without you is, it's simply horrific.
Right.
Oh, it is.
I know how that goes. You're fine. You're fine.
I can. I just don't like it.
Yes, exactly.
I don't have to like it. I will say this, though. I'm really stressed out.
Why are you right stressed now? Out?
Well, it was really super sweet of you to get me this Aldi's cheese advent calendar.
Yeah.
But I can't properly advent.
Because you...
I miss days.
You know what?
So, like, today I'm going to have to eat, like, 3 days worth of cheese. Because I forget. You've forgotten the whole thing, haven't you?
No, I haven't. But I understand... I understand this whole, stress.
I feel like a failure.
I feel like a failure as well. The only, I don't want to say people, but the only thing in my household that is keeping up with their advent calendars are my dogs. Quack the dog, and otherwise known as Mr. Pretzel Pot Pie Judge, and Oscar Fair Dog. They have their own advent calendar as well. And I've been keeping up with theirs, but we have the cheese one like you do. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a chocolate truffle one as well. I have 4 days worth. Yeah. And the cheese is so good.
I think we've had
maybe one or two.
Right.
It's so awful.
I'm super stressed out about it.
Failure.
And I feel guilty.
I'm a failure at life right now.
Well, I feel better now, though, because I felt like I was failing you.
No, you're not.
So now I feel better.
Good. I'm glad.
Since we're on the same page.
No worries. Okay.
It was really, though, I was just like, oh, my God, I don't even know what day it is.
Hey.
There's three pieces of cheese to eat now. I should have had this one 2 days ago. Like, is this a bad omen? Is this bad luck?
No.
So it's not like passing on the letter, the chain letter.
No.
Nothing's going to strike me down.
No, it's not going to break. If you break it, it's not going to.
Okay.
Hey, it's Christmas.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm going to Google it.
Maybe we should Google it.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should just quickly eat the cheese, all the cheese.
Just all of them. Hey, like, I thought about that the other
day. Just go ahead.
I was like, this has been so good so far. I'm just going to eat them all.
Just bank them.
Right.
And
just put them in a baggie and eat them as you wish.
Oh, it's such a fun thing to do, though, isn't it? If you
remember. No, I'm not doing it right.
If you remember. My dogs seem to like it.
For the record, you have one dog and one duck.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I sent my three youngest grandkids an advent calendar as well. One of them was Disney books for the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ari received a Barbie advent calendar where it was just like one Barbie and then you have different accessories for each day.
Oh, that's the advent calendar I want.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get that for you. I should have sent her the cheese.
Seriously.
You could have fought over that. But anyway, yeah, yes. But yeah, speaking of fun and all of the fun that I mean, there was no stress yesterday. We had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
And both parades that we were in.
Well, between Burlington on Friday night
and
then Elkhorn, of course, Lake Geneva. We have Steinbrink's Open House on Saturday every year before all these parades start. It's just, you want to talk about a fest.
I really feel as if when that day comes, like this weekend comes, it really kicks off the holiday season for me.
Yeah.
Just because I know that it's just such a busy and festive time.
It's inevitable.
Weekend, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. Where are you? Isn't it? Yeah, you're right. Well, where are you at with Christmas decorating?
Oh, I have done none.
Nancy.
That's not true. I've done a little bit. I'm just not, you know what? I'm not in the spirit this year. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we were supposed to be in the new house, and we're not going to be. And I just don't want to put it up just to take it down, to move it to. It's just like, ugh.
You have to put some forth.
I have to do something
some
because of the grandkids.
Into it, though. You need mm-hmm. to do something.
I know. I've put up a couple things.
Good.
I mean, here and there.
I know. At least
but not
something
like
up.
My tree's not up.
Ooh.
I have to find it.
Oh
no, I know
that
where it
kill,
is.
That is
no,
that
I know
hurts
where it is.
Me.
It's in a closet.
Okay.
In the other house. But I.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
And to you, I mean, you were gone for a little bit as well.
I was.
So that's.
I was only gone for 4 days.
Well,
I drove my 13-year-old granddaughter to Indianapolis, picked up the almost 2-year-old granddaughter. All three of us got on a plane, went to visit my parents in Florida for a couple days, and then flew back. And
you surprised your mom, right?
I surprised my mom. She had no idea.
That's
one
so
of these
fun.
Days I'm going to give her a heart attack. It's probably not good.
Don't do that.
Right. But. So it was a great time, though. Oh. It was a really good time. The only reason why I took the 13, I was just going to take the 2-year-old myself.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I took the 13-year-old was for backup.
Sure, you have to
know,
have backup.
I'm
plan.
Old. Yeah.
No, but it's just
and
always good to have a backup if and a 2-year-old.
Right.
Which she, how did she do?
Perfect.
Hey, how was TSA? How was the check-in with the 2-year-old and how was security and that type of thing with traveling with
just a little
last
hint.
Names?
Oh, they didn't say anything.
They didn't say
they
anything.
They asked Julie, who's she traveling with?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, my Nana. Like, why are you asking? I've been
right.
traveling with my Nana since I was born.
Yeah.
It's like they know that. And
just curious about that, you know?
But Ellie, they just look at her and she looks at them and says hi. And she, you know, are you going? And they still say, you know, and they just, whatever.
Right.
They haven't. It's not the security. It's, you know, the getting through
mm-hmm.
the security. You know, like, don't x-ray the baby.
No, don't.
You should not
no,
leave the baby
don't.
In the stroller uh-uh. and put it through the x-ray machine
mm-mm.
or in the carrier. That's a no-no.
You didn't try that.
No.
Thank goodness.
I just am afraid somebody will.
Yeah.
No, the first time I carried Ellie, going down there, I carried Ellie through the thing. And then on the way back, I had taken her out of her stroller and set her and stood her up. And she just walked through on her own
oh.
like she's a pro now.
Oh.
Right. But she
Is
gets on the
first,
plane.
Was it her first
no.
flight? No. Okay.
No.
That's right. Okay.
And she gets on the plane. And so she's still young enough that I can have her in my lap. I don't have to pay for her yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so
That's
she,
how Larry and I travel. He sits on my lap.
Oh, God.
Like, what's wrong with that? Like, we get away with it.
Oh, my. And so.
So good to be back.
You just take short flights.
The nurses just didn't have, they just didn't get my humor.
They just don't get you like I
no.
do. She falls asleep right away. She falls asleep on takeoff.
Perfect.
Wakes up
She's
on landing.
She's a perfect travel companion.
I know. Kind of like my husband.
Yes.
He does the same thing. He does the same thing when
right.
we get in the car. Honey, we're just
I
going
know.
To the gas station.
Yep.
You know.
How does that even happen? Like, that just happens.
That's why
to
I drive.
Yes.
In the meantime, though, Kathy Seberg is going to talk about, speaking of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Santa sightings.
Oh, yes.
Santa sightings. And then, I'm so excited. We have not talked to Matt Kittle for a long time. Just because schedules and just everything. And he's mm-hmm. a busy, busy guy. And so, as you know, he runs Empower Wisconsin, the website and the organization. And so he's going to join us today after
Good.
Kathy Seberg and talk to us a little bit about what in the world is going on in the politics today. Like, what is happening?
I can't wait to hear
and
what he has to say.
His perspective will
yeah.
be entertaining, if
yes,
nothing else.
Of course it will.
In the meantime, though, coming up next, Kathy Seberg with some Santa sightings right
Yay.
Here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
I hear Santa Claus is coming to town, and Kathy Seberg from the Walworth County Visitors Bureau is the number one person to talk about where all Santa is scheduled to appear in Walworth County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Santa is coming to town, but first of all, Melody had a great question for you.
I do. I saw a post on your Facebook. Wondering in your Facebook feed and wondering about all of Jim's trees, your husband's trees, like this winter wonderland that
we
he
have,
actually
we have
put
three
up.
Christmas trees and he put them in a line.
Right, in a line.
Are they normally not like that? Or are
they're normally not like that, but you know,
okay.
he took initiative and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, right,
so I'm tempted
right.
to leave it. My daughter has objections.
Yeah, well,
they're just
what
in
doesn't
line.
She have objections to?
So, no, one of them, there's a skinny one that's typically his space battle tree.
Wait, space.
Wait. What?
It's like Star Trek or Star Wars.
Star Wars. There's some Star Trek ornaments on there. It's all the, you know, it's a space battle, and he arranges it like that.
Wow, he really.
I love learning these things about him.
Is
I do.
Well thought out.
Because I use these things later.
You know?
It's hysterical.
Well,
it's the space battle tree. Some people have princess trees.
Right, I think
we
that's
have
cool.
Space battle.
Hey, listen, Melody, I have one tree that I don't even have up yet. Melody has 8 trees. So if she tries
Jim
to.
Jim and
tell
I'll
you,
come over and help you. Right,
you need a space battle tree.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Like, I'll let him do that.
And then
one of the trees has nothing but like chickens and donkeys and ducks on it or something because of the fair.
Oh, it's the farm.
No,
it's
I'm just kidding.
There
I don't
are
know.
Some really fun. That's a great idea.
Hey, did you know Melody has a dog that sounds like a duck?
It is very
she
true.
She didn't realize it
it's
until
true.
I went over there and told her.
It's like quack, quack.
Nancy,
yeah.
Please be my guest.
Quack, I looked at her dog and I said, why does that dog sound like a duck? And now every time the dog barks, her and her husband, like, totally lose it.
Seriously. Yeah.
Now you hear
time.
The duck.
That's
right.
All I hear. I'm like, come
and
on, quacker.
Like, yes.
It's bilingual.
Right. Oh, yes. I knew he was special.
Quacking is a second language.
Yeah.
QSL school
the ducks,
he went to.
Man.
Anyway, so the second tree.
The second tree is more like a tree without leaves.
Like Charlie Brown tree?
No. It's more like a... deciduous tree that's got lights on it. The leafy tree without leaves. It's like a bear tree. That's a...
Charlie Brown tree.
Charlie Brown.
No, that's a Christmas, like a fir tree that has lost all its needles. No, this one is... Like if you go outside and, oh, that oak tree used to have leaves. That kind of tree.
Okay.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
I mean, I
branch.
Kinda, yeah. So that one has all my bird ornaments on it.
Okay.
All right. How many bird ornaments do you have?
I have many.
You do?
Enough to
you obviously
decorate
them.
Tree.
That's really
yes.
cool. I like that.
So the kids and, you know,
my
have
gosh.
Gotten into it. So they get me a new ornament. We
I just
get a new
got
ornament
some,
every year.
I just got some bird pajamas the other day. Cardinal. Like,
we're
I'm
very,
so
we're
excited.
Very into feeding the birds.
I know you are. Yeah, I think that's
and
great.
So
I love
have
that.
Just started getting them as I like them. You
yeah,
know, there's
yeah.
a ton of cardinals because they're, you know, a typical Christmas
mm-hmm.
bird.
Right.
But there's lots of other birds. So people have gotten me some really cute ones. And so I wanted a tree to for just them.
So
and
that's your
it's
passion.
A twiggy tree, the ones that clip.
Twiggy.
Are there nests in it? You should put nests in.
There is.
Well, now, isn't that, there is something, though, if you have a nest with the golden eggs, isn't that good luck on your Christmas tree?
Oh, I have to get some gold eggs.
I think that that's a thing.
I usually just plop a cardinal in it. But
I have a couple birds
eggs.
On my tree, too.
I will get some gold
You have
eggs.
What?
A couple birds on my tree as well. Oh. I mean, they're not mummified. They're...
none of my
ornaments.
None of
dog,
mine
dog, dog.
Are mummified either. Just
are ducks birds? That's a good question.
They're fowl.
They're fowl.
Yeah, they're bird. Yeah,
birds
are bird feeder birds different? I mean, are they? They're fowl also? Are
yeah.
they not?
Mm. You're right.
You're the duck expert
you're
or the
bird expert.
I just
they have wings.
I just feed them, man. The turkeys come.
Listen,
I need to get a turkey.
The
yes,
ducks,
you do.
The ducks. Turkeys poultry. Oh, I guess
that's a fowl too.
Right?
Are
turkeys
they all
don't fly though?
The ducks, right? But the ducks they have wings and they bark. That makes them.
They bark.
That makes them a fowl.
Okay, so if you know me, next time you see me, tell me: are all birds fowl? Are all birds?
I feel like you should know.
They're not
this.
All poultry.
If
poultry
there was
are like
only
eating, right?
a way to search
the internet
the question
used to be an encyclopedia, but
if
now it starts
only
with a G. Huh.
What's his face would have invented the internet?
Right.
Who was that?
Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Right. What about the third tree?
Mr. Bing.
Do you like Bing over Google?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
No. Yeah, I am Google 100%.
Google happy. Third tree?
That's just normal.
The regular normal
yeah.
tree.
And
okay.
The kids get new ornaments every year. And my son is 24. I still get him an ornament.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be dated. And so they're all there. And so this year he's setting up his own tree.
Oh, he's a big boy now.
So he will be taking all his ornaments.
Uh-oh.
So this was the...
So you're
when
losing
I got married,
24 ornaments.
plus. Wow. Yeah, usually they pick out one that they wanted, so it might be, you know, Elmo or something, and then one that dated that.
Sure.
So
it's going to be.
But when I got married and I, you know, moved out of the house, we had no ornaments. And so that was my plan the whole time, is that they would, you know, I might keep the baby ones.
Right.
But the ones that, you know, they're his ornaments.
That is a very good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
And then they, you know, they get passed down. And so then he has stuff to put on his tree, and they mean something to him because he picked them out. And there's a lot of peanuts. He likes peanuts.
Aww.
And the peanuts camping ones because of, you know, he was an Eagle Scout. So those are special.
All right.
Oh, like Charlie Brown.
Because Snoopy
not like Mr.
Not
peanut.
Like.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Brown. Sorry.
To gas you.
I'm just kidding.
That peanut.
I knew.
Snoopy.
Right. I got it.
Snoopy.
I'm just kidding.
In his, you know, scouting uniform with Woodstocker, all the little scouts. And it's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, she's a little different because she's ranged from, you know, horses to princesses to friends. Now it's everything is all the Zoomers. Jack calls them Zoomers. Her age, they're in between Gen Z and they're acting like Boomers. So I've introduced you to a new phrase. So
Zoomers.
The millennials
Zoomers.
Call them Zoomers.
Zoomers.
So what is her thing this year? Do you know? Phone?
Friends. Everything is Friends.
Oh,
because
like
this
Friends
last
the
summer,
show?
Friends the show.
Okay.
So this last summer, we binged watched every episode of Friends.
You have to before it's going away.
Well,
on Netflix anyway.
It's never going to go away.
Netflix.
So maybe that'll be a Christmas present for her. We'll get her all the seasons or something because she turns it on and that's like her go to show is on all the time.
You know what my go to show is right now? That 70s show.
Oh, that's so funny. That's great.
Because doesn't everybody need, like, the show they watch? It's like mindless entertainment. Like, I fall asleep
to it. Yeah,
yeah. It's just
you
on in the background.
You just know what's happening. You know, you recognize all the voices. You just, and it's, you don't have to think about anything. And it's funny. And it, I don't know. That's my go-to show right now. That and Last Man Standing. It's hysterical.
Last Man Standing. Who's
Tim Allen?
Tim Allen. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it still on?
It is.
Excellent.
It got canceled.
And then picked up again?
And then it got picked up again because of they were having a hard time with crowd control. The audience wanted it back.
Oh.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So they brought it back, and it's just funny. But anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you think Santa's watching besides his calendar on where to be in
probably
December?
Probably not Friends. Probably not.
Probably not for probably not that 70s show either.
He is watching you while you sleep.
Ooh, that's creepy.
It's a little creepy.
So,
I prefer not to talk about that aspect of Santa.
Yeah.
I know. But
we never thought twice about it, though, when we were kids.
Like,
oh, yeah. Huh?
A little bit. Didn't you just a little bit? Like, okay.
I just didn't believe it.
And that he's watching you when he's sleeping.
Right.
Yeah.
He just knows everything. Well, back then we didn't have the surveillance equipment we have now.
You're right.
So
Kathy.
Now you,
thank you for that.
You automatically go to, because back then,
right, really, yeah.
Back then it was magic. Today it's like, okay, where's the camera?
Right.
Is that so true?
Back then it was magic. Now it's stalking.
Yes.
Santa.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, where's Santa stalking us right now?
We have some dining opportunities.
Oh,
and I actually, in my posts and things, I call them Santa stalking. If you really want to know where he's at,
if we stalk Santa,
yes,
right.
We
not the other way around.
Not the other way around.
Okay, because that kind of is not real. He's not good at it.
I'm sure there are some people out there that want to go see him more than once. And
of course,
some people probably need to go see him more than once.
There are some opportunities for that, and so that's my Santa stalking. If you're gonna,
I like it.
Know where he's
like
at
it.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Timber Ridge Lodge, their Cascades Ballroom, is having breakfast with Santa on Sundays through the 22nd.
Right.
No reservations needed.
So,
it is
like,
a first
right
come
this
first
minute,
serve.
Get dressed and go.
And go. And if you can't make it today,
go next week.
Grand Geneva on Saturdays and Sundays through the 22nd is having their breakfast with Santa, designed especially for kids. Enjoy a snowman breakfast buffet. You can eat in your pajamas. Reservations are required for that one, though.
How old do you have to be? Like, is there an age limit on the pajama thing?
I thought about this because I recently came back from a cruise and they had a Dr. Seuss breakfast. And and we go on cruises with our friends as a group quite often. And every time we go, we do the breakfast and we're the only table with adults. No kids. The table next to us has a two-year-old.
Oh, that's funny.
Dr. Seuss comes over, we get our picture taken.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think so either.
I'm trying to talk my husband into going to Disney. We have a conference down in February, a convention that we have to go to down there, and I'm trying to talk him into staying a couple days and just me and him going to Disney with no children.
You should.
I know. I haven't ever been with no children.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't want to, I'll fly down and we can go together.
Okay. It's so
much. I'll just go by myself, too.
Less stressful.
I mean, I'll go with you.
Okay, thank you.
So much less stressful to go. Okay.
It's a whole different experience.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Kids, completely. And I think like, everybody's a kid at heart.
You know what? Disney has bars.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, but the other thing is that the kids are always wanting to go on the rides or always wanting to move or whatever. I would sit on a bench and watch the street performers for hours.
Oh, absolutely.
They're hysterical. It's just fun to watch. And
they're in character.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I don't care if I don't go on any rides, except for Peter Pan. I like the flying Peter Pan ride.
Oh, that's great.
From when I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small World, not so much. Gets on my nerves.
Thank you. That's going to be in my head the rest of the day.
I like Haunted Mansion.
Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. We have another. Back on track. Squirrel. Breakfast with Santa at Pier 290. Sundays through the 15th. So today and next week. You can snap your picture with Santa and he'll take notes on Christmas wishes. Abby has Santa Claus. So during breakfast and brunch, Santa will be in his chair and strolling through the restaurant.
I don't know why Sundays people wonder why Santa's belly looks like a bowl full of jelly.
Because he got all these breakfasts.
No
he's
kidding,
attending.
Right?
My word, we're
right.
Feeding him to death.
I'm gonna go see him.
Evergreen Country Club today has got brunch
today,
with Santa. So if call, see if there's any openings left. It's actually from 11 to 3, so there's still time to get there.
Perfect.
Breakfast with Santa at Lake Lawn on the 21st. They have two seatings, one at 8:30, one at 10:30, and that includes a children's height buffet for kids to choose from.
You know,
and reservations are required.
It's funny because that is one of the things that some of these places do is it's not a traditional buffet.
What is that?
Well, they first of all
the
height.
I mean the height.
Is
well,
lower.
Yeah, but
the table is lower.
Oh, I see.
So they can serve themselves. They can
right.
pick out what. Ever they want.
But also it's got, you know, the peanut butter and jellies and the stuff
it doesn't have.
No prime rib. No carving station.
Right.
No poached eggs.
Right.
None of that.
Right.
It's all
perfect.
Sprinkles and whipped cream. And
gosh, I'm going to go through that too.
I know. I can't get on it.
Yeah,
why are these people
knocking kids over? Watch out, kid.
We
need some sprinkles.
We would like
mind.
A table of 10 for all adults.
Right.
And we will be attending the children's buffet.
Yeah. Can we get the children's price? Because that's what we're eating.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably
that
not.
Would be so great. I think they should have one as adults.
You know, it's
with
funny.
The...
My husband's cousin and I are planning, because it's my husband's responsibility, so you know,
it's
really
course it's
my
responsibility.
Are
now.
Planning the family that we have a family reunion every 3 years, and that's one of the things that we were really specific about was when we looked at the ages of the kids that are going to be there in 2 years when the reunion is going to happen again. That was one of those very specific things that we said was the difference in the menu for the food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please don't serve us just all chicken and whatever. We need the little kid food, and we need it specifically so they can do it and
right.
we're not.
Must
and
have nuggets.
Exactly. And so it just makes for less fighting, and they eat, and you feel like you're having a better time when they can do their own thing.
It's their
right.
vacation, too, or
right.
their special event.
That's right. I mean, it is their special
mm-hmm.
event.
Right.
And so it's just nice when you see them do that. Like, it's an extra effort.
It is.
It is by the venue, and it's nice when you see that happen.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay,
I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but
it is.
Parent,
when
a
you're
grandparent,
a parent,
it is. Yeah,
absolutely. It just takes out some of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some special events.
Ooh, okay.
So the East Troy Electric Railroad Museum has their Christmas train, and they have two different ones. So they have a daytime one. It takes riders from the East Troy Depot to Santa's Workshop at the Elegant Farmer. Reservations are required.
Ooh, that's so much
those
fun.
Are Saturdays and Sundays through the 22nd, and they run like every hour, hour and a half, something like that, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And they have a special evening one this year. So that's also Saturdays through the 21st. And It is at 5 p.m., so there's just one. And it's a magical upgraded experience in the first-class dining car, complete with cookies, hot chocolate, adult hot chocolate, beer, wine, and other surprises for your family. And adults do get a complimentary drink, plus a special holiday book and stuffed animal for the kids.
I love to see that.
So reservations are required.
Love it. I think it's really cool. It is cool. It's a really great experience for kids.
Do you know I've never been on that train? I've never done the East Troy Railroad.
When Sarah was very little, my daughter, we took her on the Santa train. Mm-hmm. And so, it has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. They've perfected it.
Sure.
But Santa actually was on the train. And so there was it was limited, like maybe 20 kids at a time. So mm-hmm. you had to get your tickets way early. And they read the Polar Express.
Right.
And then the kids got their – it wasn't a big – like they got to spend as much time as they wanted with him because they were only so many kids.
There were just a few.
Yeah, so it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have the Santa Cruz.
Yes. Now, the Santa Cruz is a big deal.
It's a huge. So they are Sundays through the 29th, like every hour from 4:30 to 8:30, Monday through Thursday through January 2nd to 4:30 to 7:30, but there are no cruises on the 24th or 25th. Santa's really busy.
Very busy.
Fridays and Saturdays through January 4th from 4:30 to 9:30. So the Fridays and Saturdays are a little longer. You can get a later cruise. So if you're an adult, you may want to take that one. And they have a bar on board and stuff like that, so it could be more of an adult experience. So
great.
You can actually see the lights along Geneva Lake.
Been there, done that.
You can see Santa at his home.
my mom and my sisters were here a couple years ago. We did that.
Collective sigh of relief that the bar is open on the Santa Cruz.
The bar is open on the Santa Cruz.
It is really fun, though. It's great.
And Santa
comes out and reads
the nice list.
Does he read a naughty list?
I don't think so.
Oh,
but
how realistic can this be?
If your name is not on that nice list, though, you can just make assumptions.
Oh, right. Yeah, well.
All the adults are like, man, I think I got it right.
We have
Sippin' with Santa. That is Fridays through the 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Bottle Shop. So you could actually visit with Santa and have a glass of
red wine or white wine or even
Santa
some champagne.
Santa might find out a few too many things on my list.
I think Mrs. Santa Claus should be there for this, too.
Everybody gets what they want.
She's back working so hard, too. She needs to.
She really should.
She's probably enjoying the time while Santa's away
doing all the things.
She has been with him for the last 63 days.
Lord.
Surrounded by elves.
She was even here for Mary Switchmas.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, so.
She came for Mary Switchmas.
She did, yeah. It was so great to see her.
I'm glad she gets to get out.
I know. So.
She deserves it.
Yeah, that sounds like a funny
event. Because, she's really running the show.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hello.
Yep.
So we have some of the traditional Santa visits. So Santa on the Square in downtown Elkhorn. So that is new this year. So it's Fridays through the 20th from 5 to 7, and then Saturdays and Sundays through the 22nd from 1 to 3. So downtown Elkhorn, you get to visit Santa. You have Santa and his reindeer in downtown Lake Geneva on Saturday the 14th from 10:30 to 5.
Ooh, and his reindeer?
And his
live reindeer.
Love that.
It's really, really cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That was always a stop.
Reindeer are very interesting in person.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see the live reindeer.
Have you seen Frozen? They talk. You have not seen Frozen.
Yeah, well, Rudolph talks anyway.
Times.
I mean, come on.
I haven't seen Frozen 2.
Okay, maybe.
I haven't seen Frozen 2 either.
They're actually talking.
No. That reindeer talks in Frozen, doesn't he?
Yeah, through the guy. But yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I just took Sarah to see Frozen 2.
I'm pretty sure it's a cartoon.
Again, we were the only adults in the theater.
They're puppets. Don't make me go back there.
They're puppets.
I want to. They're not puppets, but they're like puppets.
Animated.
Just so you know. Bert and Ernie. Don't get me started. That's another segment.
Okay.
A whole nother segment, Kathy.
How do you feel about Elmo?
Oh, there's so much.
How do I feel about what?
Elmo.
I love Elmo.
Okay, see, there you go.
You know who really likes Elmo is my little baby granddaughter.
Aww.
Yeah.
And
her sweet voice. Elmo. Yeah.
Jack loved Elmo. We watched Elmo's song over and over and over again. I could sing that one from memory.
Okay.
All right. Grand Geneva has Santa visits on Saturdays through the 21st from 2 to 4. Aram Public Library in Delavan has Santa visits and make your own ornaments. And they'll have goodies and Everything is free.
Now,
so
that sounds
snacks
like
and everything.
You need to go to because so, you're losing all these ornaments. You need to go.
I
to
am. Ornaments. I need. Yes. No, I need to start having grandkids so I can add to my trip.
That does.
I did
happen.
Not say that.
Shouldn't he be married first?
Eventually, something I don't care.
I don't care.
Eventually, I won't care. So that is on the 21st at 10 a.m. And then the very last one I have on my list is the Cove of Lake Geneva as having a kids' Christmas party, and Santa will be there on Saturday the 21st from 12 to 4. There'll be games and crafts for the family to enjoy. Gingerbread house decorating, hot cocoa bar, and more, plus free printed pictures with Santa.
Aw.
So that is my list.
Wow. Santa's going to be a lot of different places.
I do. You know,
have you sent that to Santa? Does he know about all this?
Mrs. Claus
assistant.
Forwarded me. Mrs. Claus forwarded me his schedule, and luckily, you know, he controls time and space.
This is true. So true. I don't know how he does it, but he does. So
he does. He's there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Gosh, I'm looking forward to that buffet, that kids' buffet. Sprinkles. I imagine.
The
I just picture like whipped cream.
The sprinkles and the.
I should totally do that for the Christmas, for the station Christmas
I think
party.
That is a great idea.
Bacon.
That's funny.
Bacon.
Is that what you said?
Bacon. Oh, they ought to serve the sausage, like the corn dogs. You know what I'm talking about? It's sausage with pancakes over the top.
Oh,
they
right.
look like corn dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're breakfast corn dogs.
Yeah.
Those would be really good on a kid's buffet. I would totally eat those.
Or adults acting like kids.
Go ahead. Put them on the kid's buffet. More for me, because all these adults will think it's not cool to go to the kid's buffet.
For more information on holiday food...
And Santa.
Gifts, Santa events. Go to visitwalworthcounty.com.
Thank you.
And if you see Kathy on her knees at the breakfast buffet for the kids,
just keep on walking.
Just keep walking. It's okay.
Or Melody.
You know, I've just
Melody.
Sat down at the kids' buffet because it's the right height.
No, you do not pull up a chair at the buffet. Oh, this is why we can't have nice things. Can't take you anywhere.
True.
We'll That's be in right. our adult chairs at the little kids' table, like Elf.
Okay, with that, all of your Santa sightings and more, you can find it at visitwalworthcounty.com. Thank you so much for joining us
this morning, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, Mr. Matt Kittle from the MacGyver Institute, among other places. He's working hard. We're going to talk a little politics. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We
it's
need to.
It's going to be fun, though.
It will be.
Right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Okay, I have looked forward to this moment for a long time. Matt Kittle joins us this morning. You have not been here. You have not been on the show for quite some time, Matt. How are you? And welcome.
I'm considerably older, and thank you for having me.
Awesome.
It's been too long.
Like, I know.
It has been a long time.
I know. You know, sometimes we both of us lose control of the calendar, and we can't meet in the middle, and you're doing all these radio gigs and all this podcasts and articles and blogging and vlogging or
vlogging
whatever all the
and
flogging and clogging
and clogging.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, that's the House Impeachment Committee.
Right. I did have a question for you. I have to warn you that I spent last weekend in Indiana, and it apparently when I come back I bring an accent with me.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I do, but they
just
say I do.
A little twang.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of just a hint of a twang. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I can't help it. It's not my fault. My husband has it constantly. I don't
he
have
does.
It constantly. He does
All
have
the
it
time.
Constantly. But and I can hear his, but I can't hear my own. But my question, my very first question for you is homegrown Indiana, what in tarnation is all this malarkey coming out of D.C.?
Malarkey. It sounds like you're on the Joe Biden.
I know.
It's a hard-hitting question this morning.
I was so excited when he said his tour,
campaign.
His campaign slogan is no malarkey.
No malarkey.
Right. Yeah. That's on the side of a bus. He's so into it. He put it on the side of a bus, Matt. Like, he's committed to no malarkey.
He is committed.
He's committed to it.
I was going to say, based on what I've heard over the last 48 hours or so from Joe Biden, perhaps he should be committed.
Well, you know.
Between leg hair, which yeah. I thought was the bizarrest moment of the campaign thus far, and then his follow-up battle with an Iowa voter when he challenged him to push-ups.
Or maybe a run.
I'm thinking, wow, this thing is just getting that more bizarre. And to your original point, Nancy, what in tarnation, and I love saying that myself, mm-hmm. what in tarnation is happening in Washington, D.C. in the swamp right now with all of this mess? Well, politics.
Right.
And I think a lot of folks would argue politics at their very worst.
And fear. I mean, there's no possible way that these reactions are not based in deep-rooted fear mm-hmm. of exposure.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. But going back to Biden for a second, so did you think that the leg hair thing was more ridiculous than him biting his wife's finger in the middle of a speech?
I thought they both
you?
Ranked at near the top floor of creepy.
you and no, everybody else.
Say, they hit the top floor of creepy. And I thought, man, it just doesn't get any weirder than this. I was kind of doing the Hunter S. Thompson thing. You know? Could it possibly get any weirder? And then Joe has the, you know, the fight with the constituent.
I know. I know.
Challenging him to a push-ups contest and an IQ examination.
Right,
and
right.
then he's walking around talking like Beretta from a 1970s cop show.
I was thinking he was just going to get on a leather jacket at any moment, right. you know, and put on his sunglasses. Yeah. I was expecting that.
Listen, don't let him hear you say that. He's going to take you out back behind the bleachers and
yes, yeah.
beat the hell out of you.
Like, you got a like, problem with that, Jack? And then did he call the man? That's the big dispute in recent days. Did he call the man fat?
Right. Well,
I mean, it sure sounded like it.
It did. Right. They're trying to say that he was trying to say the word fact and then stopped in mid-word.
Oh, I thought it sounded,
but it sounded like fat
that.
To me. And I bet you that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
You just can't take Uncle Joe anywhere.
Fat shame. Just remember that.
Oh, right. Right. That's right. Right. They don't fat shame. They're not racist. They're not. Right. I mean, you're absolutely right. Oh, I saw a good story. You know how much I love AOC, right? You know, like she's just she's just show prep waiting to happen. I mean, it's just falls
kind of like
from
Joe
the
Biden.
Sky with her. Kind of like Biden's malarkey.
A little bit different, but yeah.
Right. And she said the other day that had these new rules for food stamps been implemented when she was younger, that she would have, that her whole family would have starved to death. Like just laid down in the street and given up and starved.
Well, first of all, can I get
that
some facts in there? Can I infuse some facts in there for old AOC?
Yes, if you would, please.
The Trump reforms, long overdue, by the way.
Yes.
Only say that states cannot put in a waiver when unemployment is below 6%. We have record low, historic low unemployment in this country at 3.5%. On Friday, they announced 250,000 jobs created last month. This economy is booming.
Right.
There is no excuse for able-bodied adults between the ages of 18 and 49, and that's what it represents. Single adults, by
right.
the way, able-bodied, 18 to 49. There's no excuse for someone not to hit the bare minimum of that federal requirement. You know what that bare minimum is? It is 3 months of work at 20 hours a week for in the stream of 36 months.
Right. Wow.
So 3 months out of 3 years, you have to be gainfully half-time, part-time employed.
Right.
That's not a very high bar.
No.
But yet, just this small act, this removing these waivers in robust economic times will save taxpayers $5 billion. But more than that, ladies, it will infuse the dignity of work. It'll put it back into work in America.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things is, like, we need these people to come to work. These jobs are unfilled.
Right.
You know, this goes back to, you know, we interviewed former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and she talked about her new job advocating for the kids and adults to learn the trades because we have all these jobs that cannot be filled. I mean, this is a country full of opportunity right now. You don't need any reason to not work. And this, it's insane. Like, we need you to come work
right
here. Here's, like, there's plenty of jobs. There's mm-hmm. more jobs than we can fill. But AOC's family would have laid down on the street and starved. Starved, she said.
Well, now, wait a minute. How you know, before she got to Congress, of course, she was a cocktail waitress.
Well.
And I believe at that time her name was Lola.
She was she knew a showgirl.
At the Copacabana. Tony?
Yeah.
Okay. Was she working enough hours then? Was she hitting the 20-hour minimum at her cocktail job? By the way, didn't AOC go to some pretty prestigious schools?
Yes.
And didn't that cost money from her family to get there? So I don't know this sob story about starving to death in the streets.
Yeah, no, right. She, no, they would have starved. That's what she said.
She sounded very adamant.
She was, yeah, she is. She was certain that they would have starved.
Do you follow the Babylon Bee?
Yes.
Very good stuff. It's the conservative onion. Excuse me. And the headline recently was something to the effect that AOC goes on the Price is Right. It's free for everything.
Bids free for everything.
She, I wonder if she made it to. I wonder if she got to spin.
I wonder. Did she make it that far?
She did make it to the showcase showdown, I'm afraid.
Yeah, the show cat. All this should
that's
be zero.
Part.
Right.
It's free. No, wait, that's not how it works.
Who's the comedian that does that now? What's his name? Drew Carey.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just shaking
can you imagine,
his head.
Like, his look.
Like, it's like, stop. Stop bidding. Stop talking to her.
Get her off the stage.
Well, I think that, you know, she's said before that she finds it hard to survive on the $175,000 or so a year that she makes now.
Oh, my God.
As opposed to the $7,500 she made as a cocktail waitress. So, I mean, it just, you know, it's really an equivalent salary for, and she's grossly overpaid.
No kidding.
For the amount of intelligence she brings to the position. But she, I can't believe she got off the food stamps, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's a really credit to her
starved.
Accomplishments.
Right.
She would have starved.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't, what member of the squad? Was it Tlaib? Or was it, I don't remember now, but they end up, the investigation continues, but had some campaign finance problems. They had to borrow some cash from their campaign. Borrow is the interesting word there.
Yeah.
Before they took over and got into office, you know, and got their huge mm-hmm. paycheck.
Right, right.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, they, you know, just struggling along there with a congressional salary.
That's right. That's right. We're talking with Matt Kittle. Matt, what are you doing lately? Who are you working for?
Oh,
where are you working? What aren't you doing?
Yeah. No, the question is, what am I not doing lately? What I'm not doing lately is getting a lot of sleep because, you know, we've talked in the past about waste, fraud, and abuse in government, and I'm still in that business of investigating, watching the dogs. But now I am executive director of a new conservative news organization, Empower Wisconsin. You can find us at empowerwisconsin.org. We are your home for conservative news, thought, and action. You'll see that we feature columnists like former Governor Scott Walker, conservative radio talk show host Vicki McKenna, Eric O'Keefe, who is a national player in conservative politics and policy, and a lot of interesting folks, including former state representative Adam Jarko from the North,
mm-hmm.
who has some very interesting views, I think, on the Constitution and the perils that we're facing in this day and age that, where we have so many folks disregarding that Constitution.
Exactly, exactly. Hot story lately. What's been your favorite story lately with Empower Wisconsin?
Oh, my goodness. We've been breaking a lot of news about the tourism secretary designee in the Evers administration, Sarah Meany. All kinds of strange business going on over there, including laws being broken in terms of open meetings. There's a move to move out a longstanding and well-respected tourism official on the Governor's Council on Tourism. I mean, this story has it all. Intrigue, a push to move out Donald Driver as the spokesman of Wisconsin.
Well, in the name of diversity, right?
Yeah, all in the name of, yeah. And that, I mean, that's at the core of it, really, is that you have an administration and a secretary designee in that administration pushing, you know, a social justice left-wing agenda in an agency that is and should ever remain apolitical. In fact, that's what the former governor, Governor Scott Walker, wrote about recently, talking about the difference and the stark difference between his administration, his tourism director, Stephanie Collette, and what is happening under the administration of Secretary Designee Sarah Meany.
Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, Stephanie Collette, close personal friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not objective when it comes to this subject because I know that she was, I mean, the incredible, incredible force behind the recent success that Wisconsin has experienced as a whole mm-hmm. with regard to increase in tourism numbers and income from tourists and things like that. We are lucky enough here that she works right down the street, you know, right around the corner from the radio station now, and is a guest every week on, of course, Melody's show and pops into this show every once in a while. But, you know, I will say that even if she wasn't, people in the tourism industry, and we said this a couple weeks ago, people in the tourism industry in this state, from the housekeeping services to servers to bar owners to anything and everything that has to do with people coming to visit this state and your dependence on that income, should be very, very worried right now, because the attitude coming from that office over the prior eight years, Stephanie was there for 8 years, I think, 7 or 8 years. She is completely different from the attitude that's coming out of that office now. And you will see, hands down, an effect on the numbers, mm-hmm. on your businesses. And I don't believe that the governor nor Miss Meany has any idea the impact on people's everyday lives that her lack of ability to do her job is going to create. And I think that people everywhere in the tourism industry should be figuring out how they're going to make up those numbers.
Right.
I mean,
can I ask you a question, right? Answer?
Yeah.
What in tarnation did you have for breakfast? You are fired up.
I am fired up when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Hey, we work in Lake Geneva.
And I would say that you are blessed.
Absolutely.
You know, covering policy and politics and government agencies for the better part of the last decade in Wisconsin, I got to know all of the players over the last several years, including Stephanie Collette. I'm not just saying this as a reporter. I know this talking with all kinds of tourism officials who are still on that governor's council.
Mm-hmm.
She is very well respected. Mm-hmm. Kathy Kopp,
yes,
the longtime well respected tourism board member, the governor's council on tourism, This is a woman who has led the successful Platteville tourism campaign in Platteville, Wisconsin, for 30 years. She has been on that governor's council on tourism for several years. I know mm-hmm. that she was first appointed by Democrat Jim Doyle, Governor Jim Doyle. She was reappointed twice by Scott Walker, and yet this secretary designee, Sarah Meany, on multiple occasions has tried to force out this well-respected tourism official. And you're right.
Wow.
Those kinds of things have a really deleterious effect on success. And mm-hmm. that's what we've experienced over the last several years in this state. The numbers will tell you the full story on the success we've had in the state in tourism. Now, it's the prerogative of every new secretary in whatever department to make that make that department her own. And that's fine. But it feels a lot to people in tourism in this state like we have a secretary designee who wants to burn the past down to forge her new trail. And her new trail is weighted in politics mm-hmm. and partisan governance.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it sad how people are handed a successful plan on a silver platter and they take that platter and they tarnish it and they throw it in the trash and they run over it with a truck and
exactly.
they completely destroy it instead of just saying, oh, maybe all these things that she did were exemplary. And so I'm going to look really good if I just keep doing this. Like,
right.
how do you not know that?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't. But I mean, it's just such an economic issue.
Mm-hmm.
And especially around here and the Dells.
Yeah.
And I mean, everywhere. Across Wisconsin.
Really?
But
yeah.
Seriously, I mean, I just don't. She has no idea how her bad decisions and her lack of focus on the actual goals of the Department of Tourism are going to affect the, you know, people's paychecks. I mean, right down the line.
Ladies, I can tell you that in covering this story, and that's why I think this story is interesting beyond, you know, the elements that we're talking about, even the laws that have been broken. There's another issue where politics infused, and we have an agency that's not following statute on that front. But beyond that, I think you're right, and I think this gets into the personality of the leader. And I think based on what I'm gathering from multiple sources in tourism, based on the response that I've heard from Secretary Designee Meany to these questions, these concerns, and how she's responded in general, and the way she has gone about laying out her agenda, this is someone who, you know, seems to have some confidence issues. And it's a personality study to begin with. Now, I know she comes from a background where she led Milwaukee Film or whatever. But this tourism gig, she had some really big shoes to fill. And I think there's a sense of ego here. But I also think there's a sense of diminished self-esteem when she is constantly compared to the successes of the past.
Well, I mean,
wouldn't you want to rise up to that occasion? You know what I mean?
Well, again,
and
she was given
course,
the playbook.
You're right. Yes. Yeah. Like, I don't.
If you want to fire the team. But again, when you talk about the team, Evers was the one that got rid of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, he could have just left that that area completely alone, and he didn't do that.
Right.
So he set her up to fail in the first place. But it just.
Evers made it political. That's what people don't understand.
Right.
I don't want to belabor the point, but early on, when Governor-elect Tony Evers had the opportunity to reappoint some really outstanding people, mm-hmm. just as Scott Walker did, in reappointing both Democrats and Republicans who were not concerned about politics but were concerned about tourism on that board, Governor Tony Evers decided he wasn't going to appoint a board member on this council, a gentleman who ran against a Democratic senator and lost in a narrow race. And he made that decision based on politics.
Right.
Again, it was his prerogative. But now you have a tourism agency that for 6 months or so failed to fill that position. And instead of, and that's the governor's duty to appoint those positions, but instead of filling that position, where under the law they could have had that gentleman continue to serve. This is the guy, by the way, who brought you, you know, brings you the Berkey up north, you know, is very much responsible for northern winter tourism, sports
sure.
tourism.
Sure.
But they decided, no, we're going to have that seat be vacant as opposed to letting this guy continue to serve until they appointed someone. The law states that you have to continue to let those folks serve if you don't have someone to fill that position.
Right.
But they didn't want him back because he was deemed a political enemy by a very partisan administration.
Shaking my
just,
head.
I know.
Honestly, it's just
they don't. They just. It just doesn't matter. Does it? Does it just not matter to them the effects of their decision on people's everyday lives? And I mean, it just keeps going back.
Right.
They just don't. They just. I don't understand.
They have their head
the
in
focus.
The sand. Like they just.
Oh,
don't
that's not
see.
What I thought you were going to say. I thought I was going to have to turn
what were you going to say?
What tarnation was that malarkey?
It's just a bunch of malarkey.
I thought I was going to have to turn her microphone off for a minute. She looks sweet and innocent, and then she starts talking. Uh-huh.
And then I start talking.
That's how they go.
Nervous about
roll.
Melody.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you see coming up? We have a couple minutes left here. What do you foresee? Give us some kind of prediction for 2020 that you think we're going to, I don't know, maybe benefit from. Are we going to stop? I mean, first of all, Let's get this impeachment stuff out of the way. We know that the president's not going to get impeached in the Senate. This is all a bunch of malarkey. I think he's going to win by a landslide. Now, I will say this. I recall that in 2016, I wouldn't want to say it was somewhere in February or March. Dave Michaels and I were interviewing you, and we asked you about the Trump campaign, and you said the Trump campaign could be over before the end of the show.
I did.
You did.
I did very much so. Because Wisconsin, remember, was to be the wall, right?
Right.
And it was.
It was.
Primary season. And everybody thought, okay, now this Trump character is going to fade off. Because we didn't know the Donald Trump who became president.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the Donald Trump, the candidate. We knew the Donald Trump, the reality TV show host, the, you know, the big New York businessman.
Right.
And so there was resistance here in Wisconsin to that Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was among a lot of people who said exactly that. Didn't really give him a chance.
How do you feel now?
All wrong. Everybody was wrong about that. And as this economy shows, we all were wrong about the kind of president he would be.
Right.
And he has been an extremely successful president on many, many measures.
He absolutely. I think, I don't even think he has to campaign at this point. I think he just keeps doing his job.
Right.
I mean, anybody with any common sense can see, again, we have more jobs than people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NATO
anybody with common sense, therein lies the problem.
I know.
We have
Sorry.
A house full of people who are disconnected from that characteristic.
And
right.
I feel like that seriously, like the Democrats do know this. And
oh,
they
sure
are
they
just
do.
Scrambling and just pulling, just doing anything that they can, obviously.
Pulling anything out of their you-know-what.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing is they when you get to when you see this kind of defensive behavior, you like even out of your children, if they're immediately defensive and they go to the extreme, you know they're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Like you may not have seen it. You may have zero evidence whatsoever, but you know they're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all of this is. And so I'm wondering how long it's going to take for actual people on the other side to be prosecuted for some of the behavior. I still want to know when Obama's going to own up to sending billions of dollars on a pallet to
right.
our enemies and where my cut of that was because they didn't have my permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I was talking before about the successes of President Trump. And I think his most enduring legacy, whatever happens in 2020, will be the fact that he exposed to all Americans and all Americans who are paying attention that there is indeed a deep state in the swamp, that there are lifelong bureaucrats who believe they're in control, they're in power, and not the American people who duly elect a president of the United States.
Right.
The next several months are going to be very difficult for America and very difficult on the Constitution. We have a constitutional crisis in America when Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and crew, Jerry Nadler, who, by the way, I believe we have just learned this just in, Jerry Nadler's pants have nearly swallowed him whole.
Did he wake up for that? He was asleep during the hearings last week. Swallowing him whole.
Oh, there they go. The pants got him again. this is a very dangerous time in America.
It is.
And it's not just the movement, the political movement by the Democrats in this country to overturn an election. That's big and bad enough. But now we have guys like Adam Schiff who are willing to subpoena journalist records, as Obama did, by the way, they're willing to do things like that, willing to destroy the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They're willing to rip up the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in the name of their own naked ambition. And I'm hoping the American people will ultimately push back on that in November of 2020, but it's a long way until we get there.
Well, in the meantime, at least Joe Biden can chew on some fingers or something.
Yeah, and do push-ups.
Got beautiful leg hair, ladies. Beautiful leg hair.
That's so bizarre.
Beautiful leg hair. How can you...
What kind of malarkey is this guy pushing around here?
I don't understand him.
What's happening before our eyes with him? And it has been for a long time, but now he's at the forefront.
Can you imagine Elizabeth Warren? Okay, so now Kamala's out, Biden's here. You know, Elizabeth Warren's standing back, and, you know, she's actually looking good now. All she did was lie about being an Indian. Okay, that's like she's looking like the best.
She's lying about everything.
Well,
a few other things too, but.
I don't see her chewing on other people's appendages.
I want to see her challenge Joe Biden to a push-up.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Oh, Matt Kittle, we can find you at Empower Wisconsin. Google it. It's an absolutely awesome website. Great stories on there. And they're not stories. They're actual news. You know, they're like actual things you can believe.
Yes, right. Of course.
Yeah.
I remember
unlike
that.
Today's media, which you cannot believe any of, including much of what's said here. So, hey, we disclaimer the show by saying this is our opinion. Like, we don't go on and say, oh, this is breaking news. Right. It's all factual. Nancy made this up in her head, but it's still factual. No, that's not what we do. This is our opinion. Everybody knows this. And so we can say whatever we want.
Until Adam Schiff subpoenas your record.
Right. Well, I feel like I heard something about, I can't believe I wasn't subpoenaed because I did overhear somebody listening to a television show that talked about that phone call. And so I feel like I was a witness that they totally passed over.
You're a whistleblower. You must be protected at all costs.
I'm going to call my own secret security. Oh, anyway. Matt Kittle, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've missed you. We will have you back again soon because maybe we'll both be less busy and we can squeeze it in because there's just too much to talk about.
I always enjoy it, but before I go, I want to wish you and your lovely audience a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy, joy-filled, and prosperous New Year.
And the same to you.
Right back to you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Life Matters. Coming up,
Don't Even Get Me Started.
Oh, we have a lot today.
It's been so long.
Stay tuned right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
And now for another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started.
It just isn't the same without you.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's really just me complaining without you. Of course, with you here, it's just me complaining with you here.
Said, don't even get me started.
You could have. We should record that.
Yes, we should.
Just in case.
I think that's a good idea.
Just in case.
But no more. I'm not going to be sick.
No, you're not allowed to be.
Nope.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
Neither are you. How weird is it that we both were in the hospital on the same day? The same hospital. We're texting like, hey, are you in my hospital? Like, can we just like be roommates?
You know what? It's my hospital.
It is your hospital.
They should have given us a discount. We're going to have to talk to them about that.
I know. I have to tell you, though, my room at Mercy, ooh, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
I was in and out. So
you were.
Mine was an outpatient deal. But
anyway, so it's a Don't Even Get Me Started segment. But
do you want to hear the funny thing about it?
I do.
My son-in-law is in construction. He does interior construction. Mm-hmm. And the company that he works for is doing the remodeling in Mercy Janesville.
Stop it.
And it was in their surgical wing.
Yeah.
And he saw them wheel me in. He texted
my
daughter and said, did they just send her into OR5? And she's like, how would I know? I'm in her waiting room or whatever. But it was OR5. He saw me go in.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was telling the nurse that was wheeling me back there. I said, I should just start yelling, Nick!
You should.
Nick!
I'm going to yell that on Friday, the 13th. I have to go in.
Yeah, you have to go back. Yeah, just yell for Nick.
I will. Boy, they're doing a lot of work over there.
They are.
In that department.
You know what? You want to talk about it's keeping up with technology and all of that.
It's really impressive.
Yeah, yeah. It is
keeping on the forefront of technology.
They are.
So that's very cool.
So, yeah, but don't even get me started on how hard Don't Even Get Me Started is without you.
Oh,
It
sucked.
But you're back and you're not allowed to leave.
So, yeah.
What do you got? What are you going to get me started on
today? What do you have?
I kind of went over mine with Matt Kittle.
Okay.
Mine was AOC and how she was going to starve.
Yeah.
They were just going to lay in the middle of the street and starve to death.
Yeah. And we were also talking about Joe Biden and the no malarkey.
Yeah.
To her.
I'm still going back to the whole finger sucking thing.
That is.
Like,
oh,
I just don't.
Gosh.
I don't understand. He's just weird to me. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, creepy. Bill Clinton was like that with me, too. I can't stand to listen to Bill Clinton's voice.
Really?
Just his voice.
Now that.
And it wouldn't matter what party he was.
Different creepiness.
Well,
same here. Same, of course. But I just feel like it's a different creepiness. A creepy grandpa type with Biden.
Yeah.
And creepy, just a creepy
predator
with Clinton.
Right.
You know? But I did meet him, and he does have a huge presence when he is in the room.
Bill Clinton?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do. I mean, it's talk to him a little bit and that type of thing. But anyway, so the No Malarkey tour and with him, with Biden. I mean, he's just given us so much. I mean, I know it's AOC with you, but I just feel like that it's Biden is my go-to when I'm looking for like just a kind of a chuckle, I guess, using some language it is, you know, between like the guy that he had the debate
guffaw
with. And a few months ago, it was the gang leader.
Oh, yeah. What
months
was his
ago,
name? What was the socks?
Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
Corn Pop, because it reminds me of the cereal.
Corn Pop. The gangster. Corn Pop.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just, but anyway. So did you hear this? That the cops are searching for a guy with a certain tattoo in Ohio that he has pothead tattooed on his forehead.
He should move to Illinois.
I mean,
that's legal there.
Should, yeah.
Right.
That's just weird. Just weird.
Who does that? First of all,
like,
stop tattooing your faces and foreheads. Okay.
Right.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Neck down. Let's keep it from the neck down.
And Justin Bieber just got a huge neck tattoo. Like, you just shouldn't do that. I don't know. Then there's another one that I have just briefly. A guy called out of work. He was drunk, but then he showed up and robbed the place on Thanksgiving at a Steak and Shake in Georgia.
Wait, whoa.
I mean, really.
There was
like,
a
these
lot
are
of
just
stuff
silly,
going on there.
Silliness.
First of all, why is Steak and Shake open on Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving.
Who's going to Steak and Shake on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. This is so true.
Second of all.
I don't know. Did he have the pothead? Like, did he have that? Was it the same guy? I'm not sure. Did he just have...
I'm going to call in sick. Okay, I'll see you in a couple hours. Like, what does he say? But you said you were sick. Yeah, well.
I'm just hungover, but I guess I need more money. So right. Go and rob the place.
Like, what?
I don't know. It's just stupidity.
I think people, they just, sometimes they just want to get caught. They really do.
I just don't think. Another don't even get me started is this guy that left the, abandoned the dogs in the Walmart parking lot here in Delavan. Just going to go ahead and say that. And I know that was on Thanksgiving Day, but still.
There's a lot of donations flowing in.
Yes. And that
for those dogs, thankfully.
My heart sing that people are doing that. But on the other hand, I'm glad that he let them go. I'm glad that, no, he did not. And I'm glad that he did let them go so that they do have a fighting chance. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
well, Blake's taking care of them now. So
right, exactly. So hats off to everybody that donated to those little miracles and to Lakeland Animal Shelter.
But this goes back to that age-old theory of you don't buy an animal as a pet.
Right.
Or as a gift.
As a gift.
Because they're not gifts, they're pets.
Right.
They're lifelong commitments.
Yeah.
And so just be careful about what you do. And I know there's some, aren't there some people that, or some agencies or shelters that don't allow you to
do that
around the holidays? There's like a grace or a cooling off period or something. I thought that there were some
there
like
probably
that.
Probably is. It's probably not a bad idea. Like, especially around Easter
with
the rabbits. Mm-hmm. It seems like a great idea. Let's get kids.
Halloween with the cats.
Yeah. Let's get a puppy for Christmas.
Uh-huh. You know? I mean, it does. It sounds really cute to have that puppy pop out of a stocking, but then it's going to poop all over your presents.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Indiana accent coming
out.
I know.
But that's what I had for Don't Even Get Me Started today.
Are you dressing up the dogs in weird outfits?
For Christmas?
At all.
Of course I will. I mean, they do daily, but, you know, especially
You dress
Christmas.
Those dogs in clothes every day?
Just the one? No, just
the pretzel?
Quack the pretzel dog? Yes. When we leave, I mean, he does get cold outside. So that's what I tell myself, that he does need a coat and he does get dressed.
He's just a duck after all.
Yeah. So, yeah, he does.
He's a duck dressed in a dog costume. The dog
he
costume
has no identity crisis at all.
So realistic. Looks like a dog. I went to visit Melody and the dog barked at me and the dog sounds like, wah, 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 wah. He sounds like a duck.
To his credit, he's not a yapper. So, and he's very quiet unless somebody comes over, and then he just lets loose. He's very menacing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he weighs about 14 ounces.
Yeah, he does.
But, yeah, he sounds like, I can't believe Oscar hasn't eaten him.
They get along just, yeah.
Oscar tolerates.
He does. He tolerates. Yeah, he does.
He's very nice.
Yep.
He's a bear.
He is.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that dog sounds like a duck.
I have an issue.
I can't get it out of my head.
I know. He does need therapy. I just think it's hilarious. I do.
I still think about that.
I'm just like,
how did you not notice that before I mentioned it?
I just never did. I just didn't. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't. You just live with something. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah.
How was I the first person to say it?
Maybe that you just said it out loud. Everybody else used their inside voice.
Everybody, all your friends are listening right now going, oh, my God, thank God somebody finally told her.
Somebody finally told her.
That's hysterical, though. Yeah, no, he sounds like a duck. I'm sorry.
I know it. I know. Very unique. He's fine with it, though. Got to tell you.
Does he have, like, a yellow raincoat?
No.
That's what he needs. And he would look like a duck, too.
Yes. I'll work on that.
Okay. Get him that for Christmas. It's on his wish list. Awesome.
On your wish list for him.
Yes, on my wish. Yes. Because now it's in my head and I can't get it out.
I'll do that.
In the meantime, we're all Christmas through Christmas right here on Lake 96.1. Coming up next, more music.